In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Let's go back to the beginning. Back to the beginning of our lives as members of the family of God. Back to the day of our baptisms, when God made us his child. In fatherly love and compassion, that day he said, "I have called you by name. You are mine." And perhaps maybe you heard these words, "He that has begun this good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ." You probably don't remember that day, but you know that it happened. You know that at that moment your sins were forgiven. We have the assurance of the cross. We have the assurance of God's word from St. Paul in Philippians, as well as our text, that God will bring it to completion. We have these, and although that God has given us his mercy in the person of Christ, we still sin much daily. And this is what the Apostle Paul, or St. Paul, speaks to in our text: our sinfulness despite the work of Christ. He gives us a prayer followed by a promise. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. The word that's here translated sanctify means to be set apart for a specific purpose. And as evidenced by the rest of the verse, that specific purpose is holiness of living. Holoteles is the Greek word here that's translated completely, but means in your entirety or completely. God set us apart at our baptisms in our entirety. He made all of each and every one of us clean by water and the Word, not just parts of us, but all of us. Yet we often try to save maybe a little corner of our lives for ourselves, that place that we can call our own. Or perhaps we might run into some people that would tell us that we have to do this or that we can't do that if we're a Christian. This is where despair and frustration comes into our lives. Can we ever do enough to make up for the wrongs that we've done? What would be enough? What would we have to do to prove that we are Christians? These may seem like some silly questions to be asking a chapel full of seminary students and faculty and staff and families. People that are so sure of their salvation that they've probably even begun to pick out the wallpaper for their room in the heavenly mansion. But you know, Satan wants even these people. And when someone, whether it's Satan, somebody else, or even our own selves, reminds us of a sin or accuses us of sin, that's when and where we can point to the cross, we can point to the empty tomb, and say, "That is enough." That's all that's needed. That's all we need. We don't have to, and we can't do anything to affect our salvation. But by the power of the Holy Spirit given to us at our baptisms, we can lead the sanctified life and do the good works that God would desire. We were made new creations to do this. Christian Spirituality is the title of a book that some of us have read, and that as students, all of us will probably read at one time or another here. It contains five different views on the topic of sanctification. A man named Gerhard Forty wrote the Lutheran response, or the Lutheran view, and in it he put it ever so simply. He said that sanctification is simply getting used to your justification. It's been done for us. There's nothing that we can do except look to and lean on the cross of Jesus Christ and see the effect that it makes in our lives. The psalmist David also put it well. In verses 4 through 6 of the 23rd Psalm, he prayed to the Lord, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." God promised us his goodness and mercy and has given it to us in Jesus. He has began this good work in us, and he will bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has promised to be with us even to the very end of the age. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Amen.